Welcome to the Pool Nation Podcast, where it's all pool talk. And we ain't talking about netting and jetting or splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. We talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. Now let's welcome your host, with over a decade of industry insider experience and still the reigning champion of Marco Polo, Edgar De Jesus, and his co-host, John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and Zach the Pool Boy Nicholas.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Pool Nation Live Podcast with myself, your host, Edgar De Jesus. And yes, I am the reigning champion of Marco Polo, along with John J.J. Flawless, the fastest knitter in the West, and the famous Zach, the Pool Boy Nicholas. And in today's podcast, we're talking to Danielle Barr, the founder of the Swimming Pool Pro Alliance, also known as the SPPA. We will talk about her background in the pool industry, how she founded the SPPA, and we will do a deep dive into the insurance needs of the pool pro. I want to welcome everyone to our live podcast, the podcast where it's all pool talk. And we ain't talking about netting and jetting or splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. And yes, we will talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. But before we get started today, I want to thank our sponsors for this podcast, Ultimate Pool Tools, Danielle, the SPPA, and the PoolManUniversity.com. We want to thank them for their continued support. Zach, good morning.
Good morning, Pool Nation. I hope everyone is having a fantastic week. And Edgar, I just got to say good job on the L there. I really appreciate that.
Getting it nice and early, John. John, good morning.
Let's clarify. What are we talking about here? I mean the L.
Go ahead.
So Zach sends me a message yesterday and says, Edgar, you have to work on the L. And I'm like, I'm looking at this text for like 10, 15 minutes. I go downstairs to my wife. I'm like, can you decipher what Zach is trying to tell me that I need to, you know, listen to here on the L? So we can't figure it out for the longest time. And then I guess what it is I say the poo boys instead of the pool.
Oh, the poo boys.
In joke that I call poor Zach the poo boys instead of the pool boys. So
the question is, how long has this been going on before you actually said something?
That's right.
It's been a minute.
So let me tell you. So, of course, my wife knows about it. So now what happens is I get tea. So I go up to do the podcast and she's like, hey, let's not forget the L, shall we?
That's funny.
So, John, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing better now. I like having a little laugh in the morning. It's been quite the week or 2 weeks, but I'm looking forward to sitting down and talking to Danielle. Like we talked about over at the Instagram Live, we're currently a customer of SPPA. We think they're a great company. And regardless of whether you go with SPPA or anything, people, what they need to do is get insurance. And doesn't matter if you have one pool or 10 pools or 500 pools. It's a really smart move for you, especially for your business and your family and everything you've worked hard to build. It'd be silly not to put that little bit of money invested in yourself so that you can protect what you're trying to build. I'm looking forward to talking to Danielle about it and all the qualities and all the good perks that SPPA has to offer for us for, I think, quite a reasonable price. Just looking forward to listening and learning today.
Sounds great. Before I say good morning to Danielle, I just want you to know, Zach, over here, Joel from Hokuleo Pools says that that turns your company into a porta potty company.
Yeah, I already thought okay.
If I the miss the boy. L, you become a porta potty company.
Yeah, we clean your poo.
Oh, my God.
Good Zach. Morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning.
We're
I love
a train
all this
wreck.
Poo talk in the morning.
We're seriously a train wreck.
Do you ever go back to your text messages and you're like texting someone about their pool? And you're like, oh, your poo is so good. Hope you enjoy your poo today. I just cleaned it.
Oh my God.
It happens.
I do have to tell you.
Yeah.
Back in the early days when the first smartphones started coming out and I switched over to one, it would do the, I always use the swipe, and I was doing a customer's pool and I was trying to find out if she was home, and I was on there. Are you, I was trying to type, are you home? And it typed, are you hooker? And I hit send. And she's like, dude. What? And then I don't remember what I tried to type, and it like totally mistyped it again. And I'm like, oh my God, that's twice. And I keep hitting send. And she comes flying out the sliding glass doors. And she's like, excuse me, what are you trying to tell me? And I'm like, oh my God, it's this new phone. And I'm trying to swipe and I'm trying to, you know.
No. Edgar, you know how this autocorrect thing works, right? It's based off of what you text, what you say. So what's really going on here, right? You know what I mean? To where it thinks that. I don't know. For some reason, when I text, when I type in heater, it always wants to say Hester. For whatever reason, it always wants to say Hester. And then sometimes I've had it happen once when it comes down to poo and pool, where I texted a customer. I said, I need to check your poo. You know what I mean? I immediately flipped out, right? And I'm like, oh my God.
I just fixed your Hester. Your poo's going to heat up real nice today.
Yeah, I got to check your poo.
Oh, man. Good Lord. We went in a different direction really quick this morning, John. It didn't take 5 minutes to warm up. We just went left really quick. So anyways, I do like how mine does the, I try to go put in the F word and it puts ducking instead of the bad word. So anyways, Danielle, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're kind of excited to have you on today.
Very much so.
So we definitely need to thank you, A, for being on. Number two, we want to thank you for sponsoring our podcast and becoming part of the Pool Nation family. We're super excited to have you on.
Of course.
So we're going to do a deep dive today. And we already got a couple questions that were sent to us to ask you about insurance. So we want to talk about that. So let's get a couple things out of the way and we'll get started. John, I just want to have this on the record. Did you have wins again this week?
Yes.
Yes.
It is an everyday thing. I don't know if you guys saw the post that we put out, but oh my God, literally a half inch worth of dirt in some of our pools in a certain city. And what's funny is, you know, there's another company out in our area that sent me a message and said, hey, look, this is the reason why we're getting rid of our Rancho Mirage pools. And I just thought it was kind of funny because, you know, we always talk and preach about, you know, top five, bottom five. And definitely we've added about four pools to our bottom five list this past month or so, just because it's just been absolutely atrocious. But it is what it is. You know, I mean, we all talk about it. We all kind of go through it, but it's just been kind of crazy for us on top of the huge surge in business that everybody's been getting out here in the Valley. Everybody's just getting hammered out here. We had an IPSA meeting yesterday and we rushed and we left in the morning at 6 o'clock. We finished our last job at 6:40 and we drove over to our IPSA meeting and we went and sat down our IPSA meeting, you know, the guys that were there. You can just see it in their faces. Everybody was just worked, you know. It just all kind of falls down to what we talk about in the past. And, you know, I don't want to bring up or sound like a broken record, but, you know, you need to get paid what you're worth, right? And, you know, the work that we do is hard. And what we bring to the table when we do it right is valuable. And you need to be well compensated for it. So we're getting through it. We got about one more month left of the windy season, and hopefully we're going to be praying for wind when it's 124 degrees out in summertime. And I mean, you literally, you're dripping and just dying, and you wish there was just a little bit of wind. Or when you're going from a pool to your truck, you kind of jog to it so that you get a little bit of wind. So the sweat on your arms kind of feels cool, you know, for a second. But, it's just been terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I have a question, John. Is there an opportunity there to like maybe set up a charge that you talk about you know, at the first visit when you're signing a customer up about the wins, like a wind cleanup where you just tack on an extra bit?
Yeah, like, oh, if your pool ends up being a shithole, we're going to end up charging you, da-da-da-da-da. No. On our terms of service, we have a little clause in there that says if there's an act of God, like as far as like huge rains and windstorms and stuff like that, that you'll be charged an extra cleanup fee. We do when it gets ridiculous. If we have to spend over an hour at a pool to service it, then we do an additional charge for it. But if it's under an hour or within an hour, then no, we usually don't charge. But for instance, that pool you saw that we posted on, you know, that pool takes us about an hour and a half to clean up. So we do an additional charge. So we charge an additional like $75 to service that pool. And they understand, you know, they get it. It's not our fault. It's not their fault. It's something that's out of the ordinary. And it's not really part of normal maintaining of a pool. So, but for the most part, we just take it because you got to take the good with the bad. Because there's times when, you know, our goal is to create pools that are almost manage themselves, you know, because you want to keep them balanced correctly. You want to have the right equipment, everything running in tip top shape. We have vacuums, we have solar skimmers, we have skim dock, everything you possibly can put into a pool just to make it work right. When things are going really well and we're there for 15, 20 minutes of visit, you know, instead of being there for 30 or 45 minutes, as long as those good days outweigh the bad days, then, you know, we're okay.
Well, I would tell you that, you know, you need to hurry up and move to Texas, but this craziness with having no parts out here, I'm probably going to tell you to wait because things are just completely crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to do our shout out this week, and our shout out this week is going to go out to Chris from Pool Gardens. We were talking to him yesterday and he reached out to Ryan Hughes Designs. You know who they are, Zach John, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Ryan Hughes builds these just amazing pools. And so he reached out to them and he just sent them a message and said, hey, if you guys ever need help with startups, and behold, a couple minutes later, boom, they sent him a message back and they're like, yep, we sure do. We need help. And so next thing you know, here's Chris doing startups for Ryan Hughes Designs, which is amazing, guys. If you don't or haven't seen his pools, check them out on Instagram. But the big thing with Chris, man, is you really miss the shots that you don't take. And he was saying that. He was like, I just kind of went for it. It was like worst case scenario, they say no. So that's amazing. Yeah. So big shout out to you, Chris. That's awesome that you're doing those. And then of course you have to send us the pictures.
Yeah. You know, and I want to tag on a little bit about that too. And, you know, Chris is a great guy. I've known Chris now for years. We talk on the phone and we message and multiple times. As far as like what you were saying, you don't know until you try, right? And you have to, being an entrepreneur, starting your own business, you have to take chances. We're a different breed. Most people are like the secure, you know, want the consistency, are okay with, you know, working for somebody else. But in order to start your own business and to take that chance, especially when you have a family and you have things that are at stake, it takes a certain breed of people in order to do it. But there's different levels of intensity to take a chance on something like that and do it or just not. Because what do people fear the most? Of rejection, right? Or failure.
Rejection. Yeah.
And it really is. And just Chris's mentality is, I want to commend him and say, hey, look, him giving that try and that, you just never know until you try, right? If you don't step up to the plate, you'll never hit one out of the park. And he took a chance and he did it and it was great. And I want to say, I think Chris is just spot on with the work that he does. He is top notch when it comes down to pool service. So anybody out in the Florida area that has the chance or has the opportunity or has the pleasure to have him and his company service their pool, they will not be disappointed because he does things right. And he really cares about what he does. You know, he's not all talk. He walks the walk. And to be honest, as great as a builder they are, I think they're lucky to have Chris to be able to do their startup, because there's no one else that I know of that would take as much pride or do as well as he would, or at least he's just awesome.
I mean, he really is.
Put it so, he really is.
And yeah, he really is.
He's awesome almost to a fault when it comes down to like chemistry and the way he does things, and he's top notch. So congrats, Chris, and congrats, Ryan Hughes, for picking up a great person to do your startups.
So it sounds like we need to get Chris with the SPPA because there won't be any claims there, Danielle. So we need to work that one in there, right? We got to figure that one out. So Chris, send us a message. No, I'm just kidding. So guys, he took the business training class that we did. And I got to talk to him, and I've talked to him before, and just a great guy, just a great guy. Guys, we've already been talking for like 16 minutes, so I do want to talk about this training. So we're going to do it very quickly. You just fly over it so that we can get started with this podcast. But the next business training class, we're going to do it on the 15th of May. We had one last Sunday, and it was a great class. A lot of great guys on there kind of focusing on the business side. And what this training does is it focuses on the business side with a big emphasis on your financials. But we talk about things like the sole proprietor, LLC, create a protection. We talk about the Pool Nation metrics that we have created to help pool guys really keep a pulse on their financials. We've added a section in there with the four reasons why small businesses fail. And we're actually going to be doing a podcast on that pretty soon. And then the other thing that we talked with Danielle is we're going to add a section to it where we cover insurance, why it's so important. And then when you go out to shop for insurance, what are the things that you need to look for to make sure that you have the right insurance? The other thing is the billing software. And what we do is we talk about the must-haves in your software and how to make sure that that software is working for you now and that it works for you in the future and that it helps with cash flow. And then we talk about other things in terms of accounting and preparing a full P&L. You'll really, as you enter your numbers into this software, you create your own P&L, you learn how to read it and really understand how easy it is. And then the other thing that you'll do is you'll learn what your true cost to service a pool is. So once you enter these numbers, the system is going to tell you exactly just from the service side and only the service side, how much it costs to clean a pool and how much you get to keep out of that profit. And then we do a separate side for the repairs where you're able to see your profit and your cost of repairs. And really what it does, it breaks everything down. So by the time that you're done with this training, guys, you're going to know exactly what your financials are from A to Z. So that class is going to be on the 15th of May. And what you can do is you could go to poolnationpodcast.com. Up at the top, it says Pool Nation Training. Click there. You could register. It is a paid class. Or you can go to poolnation.online and you can find all the information there. John, did I sound like a radio host kind of doing that part?
I was like, oh my God. Well, no, I nodded off for a second. But I'm back up. I'm just kidding.
Wow. Man, now you got to do all the fast disclosures. Right. Where you right? Fast. Yeah,
it's remember like that micro machine on the commercials on the radio, ads. No.
Do you see what I have to deal with, Danielle? I know. You see what I deal with? And this is constant, by the way.
Since we're already here, before we actually kind of get serious and before we actually start the podcast, I want to talk about something that's kind of been on my mind here and kind of like the elephant in the room here. Uh-oh. First, though, Danielle, thank you for doing the Instagram Live with us last week. I have to ask you something because we were watching it, right? And you were there at your house, and it looked like you were drinking a Mickey's. Is that true?
She was pounding them down.
She was pounding Mickey's, like guys. It was a Perrier.
Okay.
A Perrier in a can?
With vodka in it. No. But seriously, the reason why I had to drink Perrier is because the only thing that made my throat feel better, like a week before, I had a really hoarse voice, and it wasn't because I was sick. It was because I choked on a pork rind. And literally, we're driving down the road, and I'm eating the pork rind, and I don't know what I did, but I could not breathe. I was coughing so hard, and my husband was just, like, staring at me. He didn't pull over. I'm like, seriously, I can't breathe. I cough for, like, an hour, and my kids are in the back like, Mommy, are you okay? I'm like, no. So anyways, my voice was hoarse for a week and everyone was, because of the pandemic, they'd stare at me like, oh my gosh, she's sick. Get away from her. I'm like, no, it's just a pork rind. I swear.
So look on
anyways,
the note.
Yeah, it was a Perrier.
Perrier. How do you that's fancy Perrier. How do you elevate to Perrier? What, at what point in your life you go from water to Perrier, because I've tried it and I cannot even stomach it.
Oh my gosh. That my drink of choice is vodka soda with Perrier and lime, man. Perrier, yeah. It's what happens is I just put it on Amazon and it just comes every month to my house. So we have to drink
subscribe
it.
Subscribe and save.
Yeah, exactly.
So I do have a question. So I'm not sure I'm buying it, John. I'm really not. So the question is, answer really fast, Danielle. Are you drinking right now?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
See, I told you, John, she'd be hitting it nice and early.
Perfect.
So I have a question, Danielle, and I want to know if this is true. The rumors are that you gave up a Porsche for a truck.
Yeah, it's true. So first of all, my husband is freaking amazing. He surprised me with a Porsche for Mother's Day last year. It was so beautiful. It was like, I'm not really good with cars or anything, but it was like this GTS thingy or whatever. I don't know. The guys liked it. But
GTS thingy.
Yeah. It was really loud. Like you start it and like, bah, like it'd yell at people. Everyone would stare. So anyways, my husband's like a super clean freak. And the car was black on black everywhere and couldn't stand the dust. So he traded in for this other nice car. And then I literally drove that car back and forth to the gym and nowhere else because I was super scared to park it anywhere. For some reason, my rims are like really attracted to curbs. It's not my fault ever. I'm a truck girl. I used to drive a F-150 lifted in high school and through college. I kind of went to college, and I've always wanted a Raptor. And then my whole family, so my brother drives a Raptor, my dad drives a Raptor. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you guys go out and get one. And so I was really excited when my husband showed up with the Raptor. So we traded that in and I had a Suburban, traded that in. So now I drive this and I've got cute little car seats in the back. It's my mom car. It's lifted. It's lifted with 39s on it. So it's like really beefy. So I love it so much.
Ah, you got to share some pictures of that thing.
For sure, I will.
But I just, now I'm, John, Zach, I'm kind of deflated right now.
Right.
I'm going to go to my wife. Babe, I bought you a Porsche. Here you go. Yeah,
I'm already trying to figure out next Mother's Day right now.
I'm going to get a license plate for this and it's going to say not his.
John, Zach, I think the only car with a P that I can afford is an old Pontiac, probably. That's the best that I could do.
Yeah. Mama's right here looking at me right now, and she's lipping the words, where's my... thanks.
Oh, man.
It's a Lamborghini SUV.
Lamborghini SUV. Yep, that's what she wants.
You know what? The hardest part about it is some of our best friends, they own an exotic car company. That's what they do, is they sell and buy exotic cars. And so, you know, of course, they always give us a deal. So my husband's always staring at cars on there. So that's the downfall for him.
So look, the girls on here on the Insta chat, they're like, oh, how sweet. Oh, what a man. Oh, what? You know, John, your wife is going, oh, how sweet. And it's like, go explain to her now that you can't get her a Porsche for Mother's Day.
Look, I'm getting instant, what's it called, notification from the Amex card, right? That she just bought a car. You know?
bing, bling. Yep. Hey, by the way, Joel says that pork rinds go really well with Mickey's too, Danielle.
So you'll have to try it.
All right, guys, let's kind of dig into this podcast here. I really want to talk about insurance and kind of do a little educating here. So, Danielle, before we get started and talk about the SPPA and what the SPPA is, let's talk a little bit about you. I want everyone to know you and your background. So maybe you can share with everybody your story and how you ended up in the pool industry and with the SPPA.
Yeah. So I come from a pool pro family. Literally, pool water runs in my blood. My dad and mom, they own a pool building company in San Diego. And when my dad was just 17, he solicited himself from door to door and offered pool service for free until he built up his own route. Then that's how they got into the business. And my aunt and uncle on my dad's side own a service and repair company. And then my aunt and uncle on my mom's side own a service and repair company. And they actually just retired. And my cousin, shout out Joel, He listens to you guys all the time. He took the company over, so he now owns the business. And then my brother, who had a full-time petroleum engineering job, was just laid off not too long ago, and he's now starting to help my dad do the building of pools and remodels. And hopefully the idea is that he'll take over my parents' company and they can retire and move to Florida or something fun like that. But, and then I have another, just a family friend, and I call him grandpa for some reason. I've just known him my whole life, even though he's my dad's age. I call him grandpa, but he's also family, I guess, in some sort of destiny that I end up in the pool industry. I hated college, and I think my sister's the only one who made it out alive. She's a veterinarian. And she must have been adopted or something.
Poor sister. Okay.
So, Danielle, what is the SPPA and what exactly does it stand for?
SPPA is an alliance dedicated to the pool and spa industry. And then through the spa program, each alliance program member is granted a commercial general liability policy specifically customized to the pool professional needs. So, basically, we save your butt when you jack someone else's stuff up, your customer stuff, accidentally.
So, Daniel, why should pool pros have insurance? And we all know, yes, we need to protect ourselves, but what are some examples you can share with us that will explain why it is so important?
It is so important because claims happen. They happen every day. I've been doing this for 16 years, and I've seen a ton of claims come across my desk. And an example would be a kid cut his foot on a hand railing of a commercial pool. And unfortunately, in commercial claims, everyone gets brought into claims, especially if there's something like a drowning. Just everyone gets brought into the claim. And this one was blamed on the pool technician for not seeing the sharp edge and fixing it. So the claim was paid out on our behalf. And then also, you know, we had this one, it's a bigger one. It's a paraplegic. He's a paraplegic now because what happened was it's a commercial account. It was an apartment complex. He jumped in, dove into the middle of the pool, and it was only, I think, 4 feet. He broke his neck. And unfortunately, it's really sad, but I guess the tiles were faded and the signage was faded. And that was part of the contract of the pool professionals where they have to keep everything up to code. And so the full $2 million was paid out.
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah. They were looking for, it was over $20 million. So, you know, in an incident like this, we don't know this, but maybe the gardener was also brought into it. Because what if the leaves weren't trimmed back or, you know, the HOA was brought into it or the apartment complex? Everyone gets brought into it, anything that they can just to, you know, make sure that that guy is taken care of for life. And unfortunately, he did break his neck. A lot of people do know that it's 4 feet of water and that you don't dive in there, but the signs were indeed faded, and it kind of, our hands were tied on that. So we had to pay it out. So those are some big ones. There's another one, you know, we had an employee turn on a fill line and forgot to turn it off, and the pool overflowed and there was 4 inches of water in the customer's house. And then, and this is a true story. And because I like to keep names undisclosed, let's just call this guy Edgar.
Oh my God. Did all of you guys get together today to do this podcast? Cause
right.
Well, I believe it though. His name probably was Edgar.
Yeah. Right. Well, Edgar had this account where he serviced the pool once a week, and he started to notice that the gate leading to the backyard hinges were rusty and they were starting to fall off. And there were also broken panels, and he could tell the gate was on its last leg. He had contacted the homeowner several times, and the homeowner never returned his calls or called him back about the broken gate. And because of my advice, Edgar kept records of his accounts, pictures, times, and notes. He knew of the repercussions if the gate were to completely fall off on his behalf. Then a month later, the gate fell off the hinges, and thankfully a child didn't sneak into the backyard and get hurt, but the customer tried to blame Edgar for the gate falling off, even though he was not the one who did it and he wasn't even there. And then because Edgar was safe and he kept records, pictures, and notes, and the claim was denied, and the homeowner ended up having to pay it out of their pocket. And if Edgar didn't keep good records like he did, he could have had a claim go through against him. His rates could have gone up. He could have had his insurance canceled. And worst of all, kid could have drowned and he would have been blamed. So he was being safe rather than sorry. So thanks, Edgar, out there.
So let me joke around first, because by the way, I did the right thing, guys. So even though I thought she was teasing me, I did the right thing. Yes. But this is a great example. I mean, this is a great example of keeping records and keeping the pictures. And I think a lot of times we get so busy out there doing 14, 15 pools that even though we see these things, we don't stop to take the pictures and to do that kind of stuff. And if you really think about it, it is true. God forbid that some little kid gets back in there and drowns and you haven't taken the precautions. The liability that you're going to take on is huge.
I have a question actually that came from that. So we do we call it our on-point inspection every time we go out to a call. I mean, is it wise for us to throw onto that inspection, you know, like a gate check where we, if the gates aren't latching or falling, and then we just make them aware as part of that. And then is it enough just to document, or do you need to follow up with some sort of like certified letter, making them aware? Is there an additional step that we can take to make sure that we're covering ourselves all the way through?
Yeah, I always tell the pool professionals that are insured with us, or anyone, is that it's best to always take pictures, keep records. And if you have a picture of a gate falling off, and someone goes through and drowns because that was, and you had noticed it, number one, you're going to feel like crap that that happened. But number two, I would just follow up with a quick email. It's so easy with our smartphones these days. Take a quick picture, email it to the customer and say, look, this is what I saw. Please get it fixed. And, you know, the same goes for things that, you know, aren't up to code. That's huge. Like, I'm not even going to work on this. It's not up to code. Please take this picture or take that picture, give it to them and don't work on it and make sure that they are getting it fixed by someone that's licensed first. Yeah, for sure. Take pictures and send it to them.
That's huge. Definitely huge. Danielle, what's included in business insurance and what does the business insurance cover?
Well, there is a difference between commercial general liability, CGL policy, and a business owner's policy, business BOP. A CGL policy like SPA provides. It provides coverage for bodily injury, property damage, personal and advertising injury, and medical payments subject to terms and conditions of the policy. In addition, the policy covers a defense to the insured should they be accused of covered loss. And then a business owner's policy does that and more. In addition to the liability coverages mentioned, a business owner's policy covers the building. So if the business owns the building, as well as the business personal property coverage, it also provides some coverage for data loss and restoration, valuable papers and records, and accounts receivable. The policyholder can also get coverage for business income, signs, money and securities, equipment breakdown, and employee dishonesty. So basically, business owner's policy covers stuff inside your building. It can cover your contents. And then because of the property coverage limitations and a business owner's policy, it's not appropriate for every insured party. In many cases, a commercial general liability policy like SPA combined with an appropriate commercial property and auto policies may be the best solution for business insurance needs.
So what does general liability mean?
Many small business owners have general liability insurance policy to help protect their companies. This insurance helps protect your business from third-party claims. So, you know, you're in a customer's backyard, overfill a pool, goes into their downstairs living room, they have to get new furniture, have a restoration company come out, covers for things similar to that. That's a third-party claim.
What about aggregate? What does that mean?
So an aggregate limit is the maximum amount an insurer will reimburse a policyholder for all covered losses during a set period, usually 1 year. For example, members insured through the SPA renew every first of the year. Let's just say the member has the goal program. They have a $3 million aggregate, which means up to $3 million for the year, $1 million per occurrence, so up to $1 million per claim.
So that's the aggregate. It would be $1 million for each claim. So if they did three claims, each claim would be covered for up to $1 million.
Exactly. So you have three for the year. So you're allotted $3 million for the year, but only $1 million per occurrence, per claim.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's what the aggregate part of that means. Mm-hmm. I always kind of wonder, obviously, the general and then the aggregate. So that's great. What are the most common claims that you see with the members? And what I want is really the listeners to listen to what some of those common ones are so that they make sure that they don't do them. Or if they're kind of overseeing those, they go, oh man, we got to be careful and not do those.
My gosh, there are a lot of claims, but the most common is pool overflow by leaving the water on. So they say, leave your keys on the spigot, please do, because this is huge. And it's not even, you know, it could be the next day that the customer is like, oh my gosh, we were out of town. You left the water on all night. Oh my gosh. Those are the bad ones. I hate hearing that when they call. Another one would be over chemicalization, causing the plaster to damage. This typically happens to dark bottom pools, and probably our most common, especially in 2020, is when draining a pool, the water is emptied into the wrong clean out and someone drains it into the customer's home. And I think, you know, I was thinking about this, why there were so many people draining pools in 2020. And I think it's because, you know, COVID hit, everyone's using their pools, and then they're like, oh man, I need an acid wash, or they're trying to get their pools in tip-top shape, get their poo cleaned. And that's why these guys are draining the pools. But when you put it in the wrong clean out, you put it in the French drain, or you put it somewhere you don't know, it's I think there's a way of testing it to know whether or not it's not draining into the laundry room or into the sewer system that goes something back into the house. That was, you know, the most, that's something that definitely say that was probably their most common one. Another one is draining fiberglass or vinyl liner pools. We do not cover that in our policy, but I would say almost 100% of the time, if you drain a vinyl liner or a fiberglass, the pool pops, caves, or bubbles, and it's a disaster. Don't do that. Figure out the right way to do it. You know, I think you have to add water. I have a fiberglass pool at my vacation house, and there is, you have to add water and right at the same time, correct? Am I right?
Yes.
No? Yeah. We've seen these pools pop a ton, and it's excluded out of our policy now for that reason.
I have a question. Can you be liable for giving a customer advice or direction? And like the main example I could put to this is, we don't drain pools. We're very strict about that. What if a customer calls and they're saying, you know, I have high cyanuric acid, what should I do? And we say, well, you know, you really want to drain your pool in, you know, halfway or whatever. If they drain that pool and it shifts or pops, are we liable in any way for giving them that advice?
It's a good question. We've had this happen before. Basically, you know, you're not doing the work. And so it's, you could be liable E&O way, right? So it's air and emissions. We do have 50,000 in that in our policy, but you could be liable that way. But most of the time, what'll happen is if the customer drains their own pool on their own time, they don't know, you know, you're telling them to drain the pool, but what if it rained the night before and then they did it, you know, and you didn't call them just to tell them, hey, don't do it tonight because we're going to have a high water table. So if their pool pops, it's something that they would go to their homeowners through. And then if the homeowner's insurance decided that it was something that could go back on the pool professional, then they'll subrogate it to the pool professional's insurance. So that's kind of how that works. And in many cases too, we say, especially if the pool professional says, hey, I did not do this. And this could not even be draining a pool, could be other stuff. They're like, we didn't do this. And we'll tell the pool professional, hey, have them give it to the homeowner's insurance and they can subrogate it to us at that point, especially when they know it's actually something that they did not do.
It's still the same thing, right? So the homeowner's insurance could basically just say, oh, that's, oh, the pool guy has a policy, shift it on him.
Exactly. Especially if they determine that it had nothing to do with the homeowner. But, you know, if it's something that's covered under the homeowner insurance and they indeed find out that it is something the homeowner did, you know, they have investigators that go out, they have adjusters, and they all get involved. And, you know, that's not really my department. I send it off. I'm like, see ya, here's a claim. Bye. You know, but yeah, they have a really good team that takes care of that usually. And if it needs to be subrogated to the pool professional's general liability, then at that point it will be.
Now, let me ask John, do you empty pools? Zach doesn't empty pools. John, do you empty any pools?
I do.
And do you have them sign a pool draining release clause or anything like that?
Yeah, but you know, you were kind of talking about like the cleanouts and stuff, and there's ways to prevent it, and there is. So, you know, if you're going to put it, first you need to find out whether or not they're connected to sewer, if you're going to put it into the P-trap or put it into the cleanout. And if they are, you verify that they are connected to the sewer. And if you're going to put it in there, look, if you're drained, it depends on what you're using and how you're draining it. Do not put it to the cleanout that's on the wall that's connected to your kitchen. You want to find one that's on the ground, and you want to find it furthest away from the house. You don't want to put you don't want to have a trash pump and have a 2-inch line feeding a 2-inch clean out at full blast. These are the things you got to look at when you're draining into a P trap or you're draining into a clean out. wait around, make sure the customer's there or talk to them, set up a time where you have access to the house, wait around for 15 minutes after you start it and check the bathrooms, check the toilets, check the sink to make sure nothing's coming up. Usually if there's a backup, it's going to come up at the clean out first and then it's going to rise up and go into the home. If you're there and you wait it out and you see that nothing is getting backed up, you'll be fine 99.9% of the time. And a lot of those issues happen when you're just not being extra precautious. You're not taking extra time to make sure that things aren't going south. Because if you just dump it into that line and you crank on your pump full blast and then you walk off and go, you have no idea what's going on. There could be tree roots that are in there. There could be a baby's diaper or something that's clogged up the pipe. And then eventually it might not look like it's backing up for the first 5 minutes because there's a lot of line that needs to be filled up and a lot of piping below the house that needs to get backed up first before it gets into the home. You have to sit there and you wait. And if you wait 15 minutes and you see it, we've never, ever, ever had an issue with it. If you're really concerned or you have to leave it, tone down the pump, make sure you're not putting that much water through that line so that it could handle it. And it might just take a little bit longer for the pool to drain. You don't need to drain it in 2 hours. Wait overnight for it to drain so you can go back in the morning. But you know, there's just things you just got to do. You just got to be careful, just like with everything you do. Sometimes we get real busy and we get forgetful and we go to do something and, or we've done it 100 times or 500 times and it's never happened. So we start to become complacent and we just, it's not going to happen to me. And it does happen to you. So you got to,
that's how it happens.
Careful. Yeah. I am like hyper paranoid when it comes down to draining. But when you do it, you just got to be real careful. And if you're careful in what you do, you're usually going to be okay. It's just when we start to become complacent is when errors like that happen.
I have one more question, John, and I want to take a word from our sponsors here and then we'll come back. And I know that you have another question for Danielle, but let me ask you and Zach, do you guys fill pools?
Oh yeah.
So when you're doing service, you turn on the water?
I'm saying after we do like a drain and fill.
I mean during service.
No. That is not my responsibility whatsoever.
And it doesn't matter how bad it is. If the water's under the skimmer, don't fill it.
I've charged customers where they're out of town. They're not there. And I have to sit there like an idiot for 2 hours to fill a pool, you know, or to top one off, but they're going to pay me for my time to sit there and do it. I'm not going to go leave and stuff. I'm just going to sit there and chill until we top it off.
And I tell everyone, it doesn't matter. You could do it 100 times and 99 times you'll get it right. You'll leave your keys. You'll do everything right, but it's at one time. And I mean, it's happened to me. And fortunately, it just kind of went out and trickled into the yard and kind of ran out in the street and the homeowner caught it. But You just can't risk it.
Yeah.
And then, or we go to fill it and we let the customer know, hey, look, if you want to throw the hose into it to make it go quicker, the autofill is going to be filling it up automatically for you. But if you want to speed up the process, it's up to you. You can throw the hose and just make sure you shut it off before you go to bed so that it doesn't overflow the next day. And then if they want to get a hose and throw it in there and do it themselves, they can do it. That's great. If they don't, then the autofill is going to fill up the pool.
And we'll go from there. It's a tough one because you have to be able to draw that line with your customer because they think it's so silly. Like, that's part of pool service. You should be maintaining my water level. I pay you. You're the pool professional. And I totally get all of those arguments, but you have to draw that line and you have to stick to your guns on it. That's how you get up and get into situations, you know, that are super uncomfortable because you just want to help them out or you feel a little bit sorry or whatever it is, but you have to draw that line.
I recommend is although this is something that is included in our policy is when you do drain a pool and there is plaster damage or whatever, but I do recommend doing a pool draining release clause to your customers, especially if the pools are older. So you can get a 20-year-old pool that you're draining the pool and you know that there's going to be some sort of issue with their plaster. And, you know, everyone wants something for free. So, you know, there are these people out there that, hey, drain my pool. And they already know that there's going to be cracks and stuff. But it's always great to do a pool draining release form. So you can say, hey, look, I know that there's going to be crack. There's already a crack here. I already see this. You already have issues with your pool before I drain it. I'm going to clean it the best I can. I'm going to give it an acid wash. But I'm not going to, you know, it's not going to fix this issue that you're having with your plaster already after 20 years.
Hey, you know, I have a question before we do that just popped up in my head. And Danielle, if you don't have the specific answer for it right now, and you can get back to us. But I was just thinking, the majority of our pools have autofills. So 95% of them all have autofills. But the ones that don't and don't have a fill line where you have spigot and stuff like that, there are a couple that we have where, I don't know if you've seen the Century autofill, the ones that hang over. With the little, you know, the little float. I think it's made by Rolachem, but it's from Century, and it hangs over the ledge of the pool that you hook up a garden hose to.
Yeah.
We've sold a few of those to customers. If that malfunctions, which it does at times, and it overflows, who's responsible for that?
I've seen this happen before. It's going to probably go to the manufacturer first, and that's something that they should be paying for at first. But, you know, like I said, claims are claim by claim basis, right? So if the claim goes in, it's really going to go to the underwriters and the claims department to decide whether or not that was a pool professional's fault. So the likelihood would be that it's going to go back to the manufacturer for a malfunctioning. And I have seen, I've heard of those malfunctioning. So it does happen. And I know at one incident, you know, thankfully nothing happened, but it did malfunction. And it's kind of like, I mean, things malfunction. Heaters, pumps, filters, motors, they all do. So at that point, is it under warranty? Hopefully it doesn't flood a downstairs living room.
Okay, cool.
That's a great question, John. That's a great question. Because one of the things that I wouldn't think of is that the manufacturer is going to be responsible. And here's one problem that I had. So I used to do a lot of vacation rentals, and the guy that had the vacation rentals used to tell me, oh, you need to fill the pools. And I'm like, I'll fill the pools for you, but I will charge you by the hour and you're not going to want to pay my rate, because I didn't want to be, you know, obviously filling pools. So of course I gave him the rate and he was like, yeah, no, I don't think so. So what he did is he put those little mechanical timers on the hose spigot so that you could kind of spin and then it would stop. I thought it was a great idea. I'm like, oh my God, the guy's a genius. I could kind of put those, but he bought them all and put them on all his houses. And then we did bump into the problem where they all started malfunctioning and then they wouldn't turn off. And then the backyards would just be flooded. Now we were lucky that they, you know, most of his houses weren't so close to the pool, but that's another thing to be careful with.
Crazy.
Danielle, do you happen to have one of those release forms?
I do. Yeah. We actually provide it when people sign up. It's just part of their welcome packet, but I can send it off if you'd like it.
Could you send it to me? Because what I would like to do is we're working on a platform, which we're going to talk about soon. And the guys that take the training class, we provide them with rate increase letters. We provide them with terms of service. And I think this would be a great one to add to that. And then the team members can download. And towards the end of the podcast, we'll talk about that, guys, and how to get in. And the SPPA has a form in there as well. So let's take a quick word from our sponsors. And when we come back, John, I will let you jump in and hit your question.
The SPPA is dedicated to the niche general liability insurance needs of pool and spa professionals. As industry leaders, we'll fight for you, protect you, and be there for you. We provide extraordinary service before and after the membership and insurance is in effect. Insured members of the program get the best customer support and have peace of mind that their alliance is their voice and always fighting for their program and insurance needs. We proudly insure thousands of pool and spa professionals across the United States. With over 30 years encompassing the pool and spa industry, we know the needs of pool and spa professionals. Through the SPPA program, there are three tailored and customized general liability insurance options to pick from. For more information on our programs and insurance options, visit our site at www.thesppa.com. The sound of you continually pitching pool care poles into the trash. The sound of you using an Ultimate Pool Tools carbon fiber pool care pole for years to come. Go to ultimatepooltools.com or Instagram at Ultimate Pool Tools.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Pool Nation Live podcast, where it's Pick on Edgar Day. I appreciate that from my co-host here today. We are talking to Danielle from the SPPA. We're talking about insurance. So I want to welcome everybody back. John, I know you had the next question, so I'll let you jump in.
Yeah. So is there a difference between general liability and liability, or is it the same thing?
So the term liability insurance refers to an insurance product that provides an insured party with protection against claims resulting from injuries and damage to other people or property. Liability insurance policies cover any legal costs and payouts an insured party is responsible for if they are found legally liable. General liability covers a business. There are all types of liability. For example, there's liquor liability, auto liability, commercial liability, business liability. It's a sue happy country. Everyone needs a little liability coverage in their life.
How do I know what kind of business insurance I need?
There are certain insurance class specifications that pertain to each individual business. For example, a janitor would have a policy specific for janitorial services. And same with, you know, construction, and same with pool service. I think it's pool service for. So if you're going outside of like a SPPA, there you can buy general liability insurance through an agent, and they'll have a classification for it. Sometimes it's a little more broad. It's covering, or it may not cover certain things that you need, like, for example, hazmat coverage. It may not even have that in there, or pool pop-up. But yeah, there are specific classes for that.
That was going to be my question to you, is sometimes you can go outside and get the insurance, but it won't necessarily cover all the things that you're going to need for your business. And I think that's one of the hard parts, because we kind of go out to buy insurance, and it's one of those things that we don't know all the details or how to shop for it. So we end up with a policy that really kind of doesn't cover. And then you get into an accident with a truck, everything spills all over, and now you're having to pay for that out of pocket, because an auto policy isn't going to cover that, right?
Correct. Well, if you have a commercial auto policy, you can add that on. Just talk to your agent about that. You should, if you own a business and you're driving your truck around for work, you should have a commercial auto policy. But within SPPA, we have pollution cleanup costs added on to the policy. So whatever your auto doesn't pick up, we'll come in and pick up the rest.
So let me ask you this. As a pool pro, how do I estimate, or how do I know how much insurance coverage I need?
Well, a typical policy has $1 million per occurrence. This should be enough. And if you want more, you can get excess liability. There's an option for that.
So, but on average, with a $1 million per occurrence, should be enough to kind of protect you.
Yeah. For me, if I have a couple people go doing almost $1 million in claims, I usually cancel them. So $1 million is plenty, I would say. And also commercial accounts, they usually require, it's a $2 million aggregate, $1 million per occurrence. That's generally what commercial accounts require.
Okay. So what does the SPPA insurance cover, and what does it not cover?
So the SPPA covers things like bodily injury, property damage, pool pop-up coverage, E&O insurance, pollution cleanup, hazmat coverage, and even lock and key replacement. So for the lock and key replacement, a lot of people have questions about that. If you are servicing an apartment complex that has a ton of gates all over the place, and you go home and you lose the keys, they have to rekey that whole place, because that's what they have to do. So we have a little $5,000 there to rekey if you have to do that. And what we don't cover is, we do not cover diving boards and water slides. It does not cover, so you can install diving board and water slides, but we're not going to cover bodily injury arising out of that. The other thing that we do not cover is in-ground vinyl liner pools, or above ground pools, or fiberglass pools. Exclusion for pool construction as well. We do not cover pool construction or remodel. The other thing is animal and fish mortality. We're not going to cover if someone's chicken walks across the street and gets hit by a car, or if you are cleaning a pond and you accidentally put chlorine and kill all the koi fish. So we're not going to cover animal mortality. And the other thing is, and this is kind of a fine line thing, pressure washing. So we've had people try to get into the Alliance and try to get their pressure washing business covered. That's something that, you know, I understand that you guys are going to use pressure washers to, some people use it for cleaning around the deck or whatever, or doing an acid wash. But what we don't want is, we don't want someone coming in, and we're trying to keep our Alliance, you know, we just don't want someone coming in with another business and basically hurting the Alliance and doing another business that they shouldn't be doing, such as construction or pressure washing or janitorial service, stuff like that.
Can I ask you, on that pressure washing exclusion, let's say that I'm doing an acid wash and I pressure wash the inside of the pool. Is that covered because it's part of doing the pool service or no?
It is not covered. So if you are using a pressure washer to clean that after acid wash, it's not covered any damage. I am in the next 2022 renewal. You know, every year I go up to bat for the pool professionals. We took it out. The reason why as well is that we had some guy pressure wash two expensive fountains from imported from Spain. There was calcium on it and they just crumbled. The thing is that if there's no coverage at all, then it's not, I would like to add it back in. So we're probably going to add at least $10,000 worth of coverage for that. In the event, you know, if you start to pressure wash and you start noticing that the plaster is coming off, like stop right there. Like don't continue on.
What are the things that the, I'm sorry, go ahead. Somebody can ask them.
Yeah, I was going to say we had one. Is tile, so if let's say you're a full service company and you're doing tile cleaning, is tile cleaning covered?
Yeah. Are you doing bead blasting?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's covered. So if you're, if that's part of your business, we do cover that.
Awesome.
What are the things that a pool pro should consider before purchasing insurance? So, you know, maybe there's somebody out there that's looking and they want to buy insurance. What advice would you have for them?
Yeah, if someone is shopping for insurance for their pool company, I advise them to ask these questions. Even if they choose not to be insured through SPPA, they should still ask these questions so they're properly insured. One would be, is the insurance carrier A-rated? I say to ask this because many commercial accounts, property management companies, and even some residential accounts require A-rated insurance. The rating represents how financially secure the insurer is. This applies for every type of insurance, from your auto insurance to your pool business insurance. And then number two, does the program or association share their limits of insurance? Some associations, programs, or chapters could and do share their insurance limits, which means in the event of a claim, it minimizes the coverage available to any one member or insured.
So wait, so if a group has a policy and it's shared, let's say that they tell you that they have a $5 million policy, but that $5 million is shared between everybody. So if they use the $5 million or the $4.5 million, all there's left is $500 for you?
Yeah. So if you have a $5 million policy and you have 3,000 members that share that, let's just say 4.5 people have a $1 million claim. That's, you're going to only have $500,000 left out of that for the year. And then it renews again the next year. Or if you have someone that has, you know, five people have a $1 million claim, then you're out that money completely. No one else gets part of that pot of money. So,
and then you're out of coverage until it renews again.
Exactly.
Oh, denied. That's not good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It probably won't renew.
Yeah. 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 That's scary. So yeah. So you really want to make sure that you have a policy that has that specific for you guaranteed.
Yeah. That you have your own limits of liability. Also, is the other thing, do they offer certificates of insurance for free, including additional insured, primary wording, waiver of subrogation? This is another request that some commercial accounts, property management companies, or even residential accounts ask for. I think it's important to know this because some insurance companies can charge upwards of $250 per issued certificate. Also, is the policy a customized policy for the specific industry of pool professionals and their employees? Do they cover things pertaining to your industry like pool pop-up coverage, hazmat coverage, key and lock replacement, professional liability, organic pathogen coverage, or office and warehouse store liability? Does the policy cover the scope of claims that can happen to pool professionals? By looking into the policy and knowing the limits of insurance that are being offered is very beneficial. Also knowing the exclusion. I cannot reiterate this enough. In the event of a claim, the most important thing is not the 100-page policy, but it's the fact is, are you going to be covered in the event of a claim? And then do they cover repair-only technicians? As a licensed repair-only technician, it's important for you as a technician to know you're fully covered for your niche scope of work. If you're a licensed repair technician, it is important to let your insurance company or program know so that they can insure you properly for the 100% repair-only work. Some companies out there do not have programs for 100% repair, or even if you do repair, that's service only.
Do you? Does the SPPA do?
Yes. Yes. Okay. We cover 100% repair work. It's, if you're doing it, we also cover service and repair. Same thing.
You cover service and repair.
But if you're doing 100% repair work, the price does go up a little bit. It's more, you know, it's just a little bit more money. And then the other thing is, do they have pollution cleanup costs or hazmat coverage? This is coverage for such cleanup costs arising out of swimming pool chemical spills. Many pool professionals travel with chemicals in their truck. If there is a spill, in many cases, hazmat would be called out for chemical cleanup. If the policy candidate does not help with the chemical spills, then you could be paying out of pocket for this sort of claim.
Those hazmat spills are expensive, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They get crazy.
Oh, yeah. For a little bit of chlorine, they got the whole nuclear team there. You know what I mean? Because you spilled a case of chlorine on
the Martian outfits kind of.
Right. Yeah. Shut down the freeway.
Shut down the freeway.
Helicopters going.
1,000 hours of overtime for CHP. You know what I mean? Yeah. No, that's all. So, look, if someone wants to join SPPA's insurance program, what insurance do you offer and what are the prices?
We have a few programs to pick from. The most popular program is our gold program. With this program, you get a $3 million aggregate, $1 million per occurrence, free certificates of insurance. We set everyone up on auto pay, so the monthly insurance dues come out automatically and are deducted every month from credit card or if you wanted to do e-check. And then all certificates are automatically renewed every year and sent to your certificate holders.
So what's the price point on those? Because you have the three packages. What is the first one? What's the price on the first one?
The first one's $59 a month. The second one, and then each additional employee is $39. With that silver program, there is a $100 annual fee. And then also certificates of insurance are $25 per certificate. And then with the gold program, it's a $3 million aggregate, $1 million per occurrence. And that's $69 a month for the primary, and each additional employee is $49. It's really important to make sure that you guys list your employees, because in the event of a claim, if it's the employee that does the claim or does the damage, it will not be covered. So, you know, with this policy, that they don't base it off of gross receipts, it's based off of additional employees, and that's how they rate it. The Platinum program, unfortunately, we're probably not going to renew the Platinum program next year. Right now, it's a $4 million aggregate, $2 million per occurrence. There's just not a lot of people that are going with that program, and it's just not worth it. If people are generally going for that because they need excess liability for their bigger commercial accounts. And at that point, what we're going to do is just go outside and do an excess policy for them. And it is a little bit more expensive. But yeah, those are the three programs to pick from.
Is there a discount for our followers of the Pool Nation family?
Heck yeah. So anyone who signs up through the Pool Nation family will receive a 10% off their initial sign up. So hurry and get yourself set up for some insurance through the SPPA.
To get that 10%, do they just go to the SPPA and then when they're filling out, just kind of put Pool Nation?
Yep. At the bottom, there is a little area that says, how did you hear about us? Put Pool Nation right there and then we'll know what to do.
Guys, the other thing that we're working on is we're working on a platform where we're going to give you guys resources, and we've been working on it for a little while. Even though it's not 100% complete, I'm going to give people early access to it. So if you want to also be able to go in and put an application for the SPPA through Pool Nation, what you can do is go to poolnation.online. And on the top right, there's a button there that says resources. And when you click there, what it's going to do is it's going to have you register. And once you register, you can log in. And what you're going to get is you're going to get a dashboard. And inside that dashboard, for all of you guys that are asking out there for the rate increase letters and the terms of service and all that, once you log in, you're going to have access to just download those all automatically. And so we kind of did that because we get a lot of times where we've talked about it on the podcast, and people say, email it. And so we've kind of gotten overwhelmed, and then we get busy and we don't send an email. And then I feel really bad for not being able to get to that person, and they're reaching out again for the email. So we created this platform so that you guys can log in and you can have resources. And what we're going to do is get the document that we talked about for draining the pools, and we'll add it there as well, so you guys can log in. There's also a rate calculator in there that will help you take a look at if you want to increase your rate. You can put how many pools you have, your current revenue. And then if you just want to say, hey, how much more money would I make by putting $5 or $10, you put that number in and it does the calculation for you, tells you how much more money you're going to make every month and how much more money you're going to make every year. And then there's a button in there that says SPPA.
So, Edgar. So yep. That sounds like a fancy calculator. So you mean it the calculator takes, if I have 100 accounts and I want to raise it $5, it automatically multiplies 100 times 5 for us.
So what you do, what you do, well, here's what you do. You enter your revenue. You don't have to enter. It's not just a regular calculator. But the goal is it shows you what your monthly revenue is, and then it kind of shows you, but especially for the doing the training, it really shows you by pushing that rate. And then you'll have all the forms on there. And I want to thank John. Obviously, John's provided a lot of the forms that we have on there. And we've talked about his rate increase letter, which is rate increase letter number 2. That's really worded well. But there's a button in there for the SPPA. And so if you click on that SPPA, what you can see is you can see all the packages that you have on there for the SPPA. And you can click apply. And when you click apply through there, it's going to send that over to the SPPA and they'll already know where it's coming from and the discount that you can get from there. John, Zach, do you have any more questions here? I want to take a word from our sponsors. And when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts.
I'm ready.
Zach, you there?
Cue Zach. Zach. Oh, my God.
Mute button. I have a lot of questions, but I think that what we need to do is I'll need to get in touch with you after the podcast and look at some of these things. So,
all right.
That sounds good. So let's take a word from our sponsors, guys.
The Hyper Pole from Ultimate Pool Tools is a pool care pole designed by pool professionals for pool professionals, featuring precision crafted carbon fiber and stainless steel construction. Go to ultimatepooltools.com or Instagram at Ultimate Pool Tools. Pool pros have specific needs when it comes to general liability insurance. The SPPA program has you covered. With 3 tailored and customizable general liability options, SPPA makes it easy for pool pros to feel secure. Find out more and get covered at thesppa.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Pool Nation Live podcast. We're talking to Danielle from the SPPA. I was going to say ESPPA, Danielle. I'm changing your company name. The SPPA. And we're talking about insurance. I did have one question that was sent in and I want to ask you. And that was, hi, Edgar. Good morning. I have some questions. If I didn't do repairs before, a simple repair, example, change pump seals, lights, basically small repairs, am I covered or do I have to tell them that now I do repairs? I don't remember if my policy said that. Is that, and then she has one more question, which is the same amount for 30 pools and 100 pools?
Okay, so depends on who you're insured with. I would say please call them and just say, hey, look, I'm doing repairs, and actually do it in writing. That's the best way. Say, hey, I'm doing repairs. This is the sort of repairs I'm doing. Do you cover that? And that's what we ask our members to do. And then the other question was, if you have 30 the pools. If you have more than 30 pools, ours is based on per additional employee. It's not based on pools. So I'm not sure, depending on whoever you're insured with, it's another good question to ask them in writing.
Okay, great. And then I had two more questions, and I think you answered one. Does the SPPA offer construction insurance?
We do not. Unfortunately, it's a different scope of work, so no.
Okay. And then does the SPPA only cover pool service guys?
It covers pool service professionals. They also repair. We do cover bead blasting. We cover people doing pool inspections. So not just service.
And then, okay, so you do service, repair, tile and bead blasting. John, you're covered. Leak detection, right?
Leak detection, yes, that's another one. We also have someone that does a little bit of, you know, how the rebar comes through and rust. It's small patchwork is okay, but nothing, not if they're going to completely redo the whole pool. So it's just small patchwork is okay for those rebar stains.
Zach, John, before we jump into the final thoughts, any last questions?
Nope.
All right. Zach, final thoughts.
Well, insurance is one of those things that as business owners, we need to make sure that we have in place. And I've said it before, we always have to be evaluating our risk and thinking about risk when we're planning our businesses. And we need to protect ourselves, our families, and our businesses. And it's one of those things that it's a little painful to have to cut that check for each month, but you just got to have it. And I want to say thank you, Danielle, for coming on today. I've learned a lot and you've given me a lot to think about. I do have some additional questions and I'll have to get with you on those. And again, thank you for sharing today.
Of course. Thanks, guys, so much for having me.
John, final thoughts.
You know, when you ever go to like a carnival, you go to like a, you know, we have like a date festival out here, and you see like the carnival games, and you see like a, you know, for a buck, if you do this, you win this prize, and you're 100% confident that you can do it. And then you go up to do it and you fail miserably. Well, that's how I feel right now. After when I said that joke about the calculator, I thought for sure I was going to get a laugh at you, and I just failed absolutely miserably. So,
and that's because you're making fun of my fancy calculator.
I know.
And it's a fancy calculator.
And I'm like, oh, we pushed it too far this time with Edgar and teasing him. And I'm like, oh, you know, I just feel completely deflated. That's how I feel right now.
You know what it is, John? It's like my mom used to say, it's not by how big of a pain in the ass you are. It's a matter of how often you're a pain in the ass, right? And I think I might have responded just because you guys have been teasing me this entire podcast.
So it's like,
even Danielle got her shots in.
So that's all I can think about right now. It's like, oh my God, I failed.
We got to take Edgar for ice cream now.
Yes, we got to take Edgar for
ice cream. Listen, between my wife over here with the L and John teasing me about the calculator and Zach messing with me with the L, and now Danielle using me as an example. Luckily, it was a good one.
Right.
It's like I feel like a punching bag today.
Right.
So it's all good. It's all good, John.
Yeah.
You know, for me, guys, I am going to tell you that insurance is one of those things that if you're a pool guy and you don't have pool insurance right now, you're looking to be in a bad situation. And through my years and through my experience in working in hotels and working in all those, I've been involved in whether it was people falling or people getting injured. I've even been pulled into, you know, lawsuits that I kind of had nothing to do with that had to do with a hotel environment. And, you know, luckily, obviously, in those situations, I was working for those companies and they protected me. But the last thing that you want to be in is a situation where you don't have insurance coverage and somebody's coming to sue you, because it's a really terrifying situation to be in. And so if you're trying to be cheap and not pay $59, $69, $89, whatever it is, you've got a great gamble that you're going on. And I pray that nothing happens to you. But trust me, if it happens to you and you don't have the insurance, it's going to be a nightmare. And you're not going to sleep. And the stress level is going to be through the roof. And if you don't have your business set up properly and you're a sole proprietor, these people are going to sue you and they're going to come after your stuff and you're going to have to pay for attorneys and you're going to have to do all that. And it's not a fun situation to be in. So what I am going to tell every pool guy here today is if you don't have pool insurance, that's the very first thing that you need to do. You need to go out, you need to get insurance, because as Danielle was talking, you know, there's going to be situations where it's they cut their foot and no big deal. But what happens if somebody installed a pool light? You're servicing the pool. You know that that's not done properly. You don't do anything about it. Somebody gets in there and somebody dies. Guess what? You're going to get dragged into that whether you want to or not. So listen, get insurance, get protected, and protect yourself and your family.
That gave me chills. It's good.
I know. John, what are you going to say? John, come on. I know John's going to tease me. Come on, shoot it, John. Come on.
No, that was good. That was perfect. I was going to just say ditto, but it was,
it's true.
You have to
it's
end it. True. You have to edit with dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So,
gave me chills, but not the good kind. Yeah. I quit.
Drop the mic.
Freaking
what
Zach.
If you kill somebody?
Yeah.
What if you kill someone, right?
No, and it's true, right, Danielle? True, I mean, somebody gets a little kid and you have to live with that for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And you know what, guys? It's not just that. It's people try to fraud if all the time. They try to get stuff for free. I've been doing this forever, feels like. And I see it. I see someone that wants a brand new pool. And or if someone thinks that they can make a little money and they talk to a lawyer that says, hey, yeah, let's get them, you know, let's go after everything. So we had another incident where a little girl got her hair stuck in, I think it's the skimmer. And that ended up being a $1 million claim. And they actually, for it was not fraudulent, but they had, it wasn't even their apartment complex. They didn't even live there. They jumped the gate, jumped in the pool, and her hair got stuck. And it was a pretty crappy thing. And it went on for a very long time. So, you know, I'm sure the people who were insured by us, they were stressed about that all the time. I'm sure they had to deal with their own lawyers as well. And the whole thing, it's just a lot to deal with. So you just want to make sure that you have someone backing you up. We got your back. You know, that's what you want.
Right. You have the coverage, you have the protection. And they're really ugly situations to be in, even when you're in depositions and you're all that kind of, trust me, guys, it's situations that you just want to avoid completely. Guys, John, Zach, Danielle, we want to thank you once again for coming on the podcast, educating us on insurance. There's a lot of great information on this podcast. So we want to thank you for your time. And then we also want to thank you once again for being part of the Pool Nation family and having the SPPA join us. We're excited to have you.
Awesome. Yes. Thanks, guys, so much. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Great. Guys, yeah. John, guys, Zach, we'll talk soon. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pool Nation podcast, a member of the Pool Nation family. You can listen to us live every Friday here at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You can find us at Pool Nation or PoolNationPodcast.com, on Facebook, or on Instagram at Pool.Nation. And to find more info about Pool Invoice, the billing software built specifically for the pool industry, go to PoolInvoice.com. Before you go, this is what the pool industry has been waiting for. PoolManUniversity.com. It's the first platform dedicated to learning the swimming pool service and repair industry, a pool service community where you can connect and find videos on business, service, water chemistry, and repairs. See you there at PoolManUniversity.com.
Pool Nation, all rights reserved. No part of this podcast may be reproduced in a verbal or nonverbal way. May not be distributed. It may not be distributed in any social media platforms or transmitted in any other forms or any other means, including recording or other electronic or mechanical methods without the prior written permission of Pool Nation.